We're joined now in the studio by Donovan Zimmerman, who is one of the founders and the director of Paper Hand Puppet Intervention. You know them well. Paperhand.org is the website, and they've got their annual show coming up at the Forest Theater beginning on August 7th, running through September 7th, and then a short engagement at the North Carolina Museum of Art in Raleigh after that. The show is called A Drop in the Bucket, The Big Dreams of Tiny Things. Donovan, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thank you.
So, first of all, tell us about this show this year. What's it going to entail?
Well, this year we've looked at the theme of, I guess, the big dreams of tiny things really kind of encompasses the theme to a large degree. We are doing a number of pieces, probably six or seven pieces that revolve around that theme and basically explore it in different ways, different styles of puppetry, different types of storytelling, some just led by the music and the puppets, and some led by some narration. You know, a little bit of everything, a little bit of, you know, giant puppets, masks, cardboard flats. We also get into some memories from childhood that sort of strike both a personal chord with the people in our cast and hopefully a universal chord with everyone who comes to see the show.
That's really awesome. And if you've seen a Paper Hand show before, I don't need to describe it. If you haven't seen one before, it's kind of indescribable until you see it. So I know there's some examples that are hanging up in the Art Center right now. Are they still there?
Yeah, our show at the Art Center, we've been doing probably annual art show there for about 8 years or so, each July. And it's always just sort of the precursor to just let everyone know that the show is coming up again. It's become, in the 16 years that we've been doing this, it's become a really sweet tradition for a lot of people in the area. They come out, bring their families, bring a picnic, bring some wine or, you know, food or whatever. Not too much, hopefully, but and they just have a good time sitting out there and under the trees and watching a really big spectacle production. It's pretty exciting.
At the Forest Theater again, it's a perfect place for it. How big of a show is this? How many puppets are involved? How many people are involved in the making of it?
Well, we have a crew of interns that we get together each year who seek us out. We put out the word a little bit, but we have at least five of those. And then we have people who are basically just hired guns, who are artists that we trust and know that we've been... Some of them are former interns that we just had a good relationship with and decided to keep having them at the studio to just push the paint around, you know, organize, help keep the cardboard shuffled in the right places. And so there's at least eight people working almost on a daily basis at the studio these days and at our studio in Saxapahal. Mm-hmm. And then there's 15 puppeteers, and then we bring in a few what we call Ubers, who are like, they are volunteers who do the entire show, but we pay them something, so they're not exactly volunteers. But then we have a couple of volunteers. We've had as many as six volunteers per year, but this year we're only having two per weekend. So that makes about, I'd say the whole crew is about 30-some.
Wow. That's
people
awesome.
Between the sound man. We have a five-person band, including a world-renowned violinist this year who's leading the composing in the band. Her name is Jennifer Curtis, and she's a really quite an amazing talent that is at the center of our band this year, playing the violin and mandolin. And we have an accordion player, bass, cello, drums, all different sorts of, you know, bells and whistles, of course. You know, we got to have chimes and all kinds of things to make sound effects. You know, it's a really unique thing that the band does for our shows.
Nice. And all of the puppets are made in Saxapahal?
Yeah, we make all new things every year. It's an original production, new each year, our 16th, like I said. And this year we just made a whole, again, wide variety of, and we pushed ourselves in new directions, trying new styles, trying new things. And I'm excited about what we have to show this year.
Speaking with Donovan Zimmerman, Paper Hand Puppet Intervention, paperhand.org is the website. And dispensing with the details about the show, it's called A Drop in the Bucket, The Big Dreams of Tiny Things, August 7th through September 7th at the Forest Theater in Chapel Hill. Suggested donation of $15 a person, but no one's turned away for lack of funds. Shows are every weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with a special show on Labor Day, too, and matinee. AMAs as well. Paperhand.org is the website if you want to know more. Donovan, tell us the story of how this all got started. Back in 1999, it's been 16 years. How does something like Paperhand Puppet Intervention even begin?
It started with a friendship between myself and Jan Berger, who is the co-artistic director. He and I met around what's called the Hall River Festival or the Hall River Learning Celebration, and it's really just an education celebration for kids. The organizers get busloads of fourth graders to come out, and basically we show them the river animals, we sing songs, we do a puppet show. We started doing that together. I was introduced to it and met him there, and we started basically making puppet shows on a smaller scale, but still kind of epic for what it was at the time. And people, it just really caught on. Everyone got really excited about it, and it was just very encouraging. And I guess we're encourageable. I don't know. So we just kept going. We got the spark that it created in other people really lit up our desire to and continue to inspire. And so we kept working together, and really we've been working, together for about 20 years now, Jan and I, and as Paper Hand for about 16 years.
That's not Jan with you, right?
Yeah,
now.
This is my daughter Althea with me.
And what kind of a background do you have in order to get into something like this? Because one of the cool things about Paper Hand Puppet is I've never seen anything like this before anywhere.
Well, I mean, I started out with a fine arts special. I guess special education is kind of a strange word to use, but I went to the School for Creative and Performing Arts, and so I had a major in art and a minor in drama. And so if you think about it, for me, when I found puppetry and mask theater, it was the perfect marriage of all the things that I was interested in. Is sort of like a synergy created by with all of the art, the theater, the dance that's involved, the music, which I'm also interested in. I play drums, and so it just all the things that I was doing, I sort of got into a lot of different things and wanted to be a jack of all trades. When I found puppetry, it really was like a light bulb going off, and I just said, wow, I found my thing. And that was when I was about 19. I got exposed to Bread and Puppet Theater in Vermont, and once I saw that, that was it. I had found my thing. And
It about puppetry?
Well, the fact that it had art at the center of it, and then it had theater, which I had been practicing, and it had music, it had dance, it had all of these things mixed together. So for me, it was just a way to basically do all of the things that I was interested in one sort of neat package. I don't know how neat it is, but in one package.
Awesome. And and again, paperhand.org is the website if you want to learn more. There's so many things in Chapel Hill and Carver on our community that we're just so privileged to have here, and Paperhand is one of the biggest ones. Tell us about the narrative of this show that's coming on the 7th.
The narrative really is just, again, revolutions around this theme of the idea of bigness and the idea of smallness, and just sort of showing that small is possible as like a way forward for humanity is one thing. I mean, obviously, one of the things this show is called A Drop in the Bucket, so one of the things a piece we're doing is called The Life of a Drop of Water, and we do a whole life cycle of a drop starting from coming down, gotten birth from a cloud, to going through a whole series of things that we illustrate by multiple people moving in an ensemble fashion, sort of basically dancing with painted cardboard flats that we do. So you can, see it through the lens of water and how it's just like there's the bigness of the amount of water that we have, but only the small amount that we have to drink and that's usable. So there's a lot of interesting dichotomies between the sense of scale that comes by looking at the world through that lens. And so we're just really I guess, playing, exploring that theme in different ways. We take a Gandhi, famous quote from Gandhi, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. And we turn that into a piece about tiny town versus big town. And not necessarily verses, but just looking at the whole thing, because we just thought it was interesting. And the childhood memory piece was, in a way, based on a past sort of engagement with old people's memories. And so we had all the cast give memories of their grandparents and family stories that were about elders, and we did this beautiful piece that really brought forth a lot of emotion and tears and laughter from people in the audience, and a very powerful, moving piece about memory and elders. And we decided to go in a similar direction, except take it into the idea of childhood memories and dreams and that sort of landscape of innocence. And so we're, you know, just exploring that, you know, realm as well.
I'm so looking forward to this. This is not to be missed. Paper Hand Puppet Intervention, A Drop in the Bucket, The Big Dreams of Tiny Things. It opens on August 7th, runs through September 7th at the Forest Theater in Chapel Hill. If you happen to miss it there, you can still catch it at the North Carolina Museum of Art briefly after that, but head to the Forest Theater. It's a perfect place to see it. Paperhand.org is the website. Donovan, what else should people know about this show?
Well, I would say that you know, you should just, first of all, tell your friends that it's on, you know, and the puppets are coming to town. And we move into the Forest Theater on next Monday, the 3rd, and just get ready all through the week there. And again, bring picnics and blankets, and there's cheap art for sale by members of the cast who basically pour their hearts into interpreting the theme in their own ways and making little block prints, or we have t-shirts of our own and DVDs from past shows made by the People's Channel right here in Chapel Hill. And I just, you know, I say bring a sense of adventure and, you know, an open mind, and don't just think of it as like a puppet show, because I think that your expectations will be met.
Now, it's going to be a great show. Paperhand.org is the website. Check it out online. Again, August 7th through September 7th at the Forest Theater, shows every single weekend. Donovan Zimmerman, thank you so much.
Yes, I appreciate it. Thank you.